Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful Saturday morning as Emilio woke up.
Oh, wow. Oh, the sun looks perfect and
the baby birds are chirping outside. Nothing today could go wrong.
Whoa, what was that? The window just shattered,
shouted Emilio. He ducked and covered and looked. And sure enough, yes, out of nowhere his window had shattered. He thought he might be under attack, but then he heard a sound.
Are you okay up there?
Shouted his neighbor.
What happened?
Emilio shouted back out of his broken window.
I'm so sorry. I was mowing my lawn and it must have launched a rock out the side and straight into your window. Oh, I'll be sure to pay for that, but please tell your parents that it was me, okay? I'll come over in a little bit and explain it all.
That was his neighbor, Mr. Jones, who I guess it was all just a big accident. But yikes, that was a close one on Emilio.
That rock could have taken his eye out.
And all that glass everywhere? Yikes, that was dangerous. As Emilio walked out of his bedroom, he was met by his mom.
Emilio, what was that sound? Is everything okay in there? I heard a big crash.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible, Mom. Mr. Jones, he was mowing his lawn, and I guess a rock shot out of it right in my window. Look!
He pointed to his room, and his mom's mouth dropped open. But don't worry, I'm okay. It's just all that glass we got to deal with.
Yeah, why don't you go downstairs and eat your breakfast. I'll get the broom and the vacuum and get to work on this. Oh, and Mr. Jones said he was going to stop by, I think, to apologize and explain it all. He should be over in a little bit.
Okay,
his mom said. Emilio walked down to the kitchen to eat his delicious, most favorite breakfast that was waiting for him. Chocolate chip pancakes.
Whoa,
that was a very special treat for a very special day. That was only reserved for Saturday mornings. After a long week of school, Emilio loved waking up on a Saturday morning to his chocolate chip pancakes. After eating his delicious breakfast, he remembered that it was time to go pull the weeds in the garden. That was one of his Saturday morning chores that he had to do every Saturday. He kind of liked it, though. He liked going out to the nice garden and looking at all the plants that were growing and picking out the weeds and pulling them out so that they wouldn't choke out the good vegetables that were growing. But as he walked to his garden, something caught his eye that he'd never seen before. Over by the side of his yard, on a fence, there was this strange-looking device that had a switch on it. He'd never seen it before. He flipped the switch and nothing happened. Weird. Well, the rest of the morning, he did all of his chores and that afternoon, he played with some friends, and in the evening, he got ready for bed, brushed his teeth, and fell asleep. The next morning, when he woke up, something crazy happened.
Oh, wow. Oh, the sun looks perfect, and
the baby birds are chirping outside.
Whoa, what was that? The window just shattered.
Wait, it shattered again? How's that possible? The window was broken last night and... What?
Are you okay up there?
Shouted his neighbor.
Yeah, I'm fine, Mr. Jones, but why are you mowing your lawn again, and why did you break another window of ours?
I'm very sorry for this. I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. This is the first time I've mowed my lawn in a week. I'm very sorry. I'll come over and explain everything to your parents.
Emilio was so confused. His neighbor was pretty strange, but what are the chances of that? That 2 days in a row, he's mowing his lawn and a rock blasts through his window, and how did his window get fixed? None of it made sense. As Emilio walked out of his bedroom, he was met by his mom.
Emilio, what was that sound? Is everything okay in there? I heard a big crash.
Oh, it was just Mr. Jones again. He blasted another rock through the window.
What do you mean, again? There's glass everywhere!
Shouted his mom. Emilio was now double confused.
Why was everyone acting like this is the first time this has ever happened? Because it just all happened yesterday, like the same exact thing.
His mom started cleaning up his room with a vacuum and a broom. He walked downstairs and was met with
chocolate chip pancakes? But it's Saturday was yesterday. What?
A million thoughts started to run through Emilio's mind. And then he said, I gotta check the garden.
There's no way. This can't be true.
He ran outside as fast as he could and ran to the garden, and he couldn't believe it.
All the weeds that he had pulled out the day before were back exactly where they were before and yesterday. What is going on?
Emilio started to pull on his hair on his head. He was very confused and started to breathe really fast and heavy. And that is when Emilio realized that today was the same as yesterday. Yes, he went to sleep last night, and when he woke up this morning, it was Saturday all over again. And it happened again and again and again.
And then on the fourth day of it happening, the same thing over and over and over.
He remembered that one switch by the garden, that box. He wondered if it was still there. He ran down to the garden again to check that box by his fence. Sure enough, it was still there. He flipped the switch back into the direction that it was before and hoped that night as he fell asleep that he would wake up and it wouldn't be Saturday. It was really hard for Emilio to fall asleep, but finally he did, and he was woken up with a
beep, beep, beep.
Oh, it's morning. Wait,
it's morning. It's morning. Okay,
this better be a different day.
He opened his eyes and looked to the window.
It's broken! It's a broken window! Yes, my life is saved.
Emilio had never been so relieved to see a broken window, but sure enough, that was the sign that it was no longer stuck on the same day.
You see that machine that he found in his backyard? It was a time loop machine. Yeah, when you flip it on, it repeats your day over and over and over and over and over.
Wow. What an incredible, wild adventure that I've never had. But Emilio survived it for us all. This may be the end of our story, but it's unfortunately only just the beginning of all the stories that Time Loop Machine is going to create. The end.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Caleb, who's turning 6 years old. Caleb loves dinosaurs, learning to read, and has a little sister, Acacia. Hey, Caleb, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday, Caleb. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!